passing by in time, killing people that's in line. Lower class and social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care. Caesarship, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they war. They shoot, they kill, they massacre, come rain, they burn the kids. No one makes gun, trees, lie to your face, fight and die, cause God will give. Buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social side, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care. See their shit, force a bear, fuck them back, that's only fair. They bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, complain, they burn the kids. No more makes gun, trees, lie to your face, fight and die, cause God forgives. Yeah.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Frickin' Boat right here on UCY.TV. Greatest little network on the frickin' internet. And I want to thank Jules right now for doing all she does, because she does a hell of a lot keeping this thing together. So I very much appreciate what she does and the time she gives me each week. And so thank you, Jules. And thank you to the other hosts. And thanks to everybody that always joins in on the chat. It's all appreciated. Not sure what I'm going to talk about here right at the minute. I did make the front page of the Hanover newspaper. And I'm walking right now, thanks to the government. Hopefully we can get that fixed up in the not too distant future. But I ain't paying the fines. That ain't ever going to happen. So I used to attend a lot of meetings, and but I'm walking right now, so I can't, not that I don't have vehicles, I'm just walking, so I can't tour around the country the way I used to or would like to. So this hydro scam that we have going here in Ontario, which is easily traced back to 1992, when Bob Rae, leader of the NDP, appointed his godfather Maurice Strong, or Rockefeller bum boy, to take down Ontario Hydro, privatize it, and lay a beating on the good people of this province. So I had an opportunity, a friend of mine I was talking to, I said, you know, would mind going over this meeting? He's only 25 miles away. So we did. And it's a typical scam. So it was kind of a loaded audience there, because people who believe in the conservatives, they did, because when I read the story, I can see, I know some of the guys that asked questions, I didn't know who they were at the time, but now who I see they're associated with, their plants in the audience. But I did, I haven't seen my name in the newspaper in a long old time. So this is good, I guess. Something to do anyways. So I made the newspaper. And whoop-de-doo. I don't like scams. I don't like liars. I don't like deceivers. And I most certainly don't like fraudsters. So I guess I'm not that impressed with the government of this day or any day. And so I'm having it out here. I had these guys on from, I hope he's listening. I had these guys as Paul and Nick on from Direct Democracy Canada or something. And I'd talked to them before about where direct democracy came from and who's pushing it. And if they want to, and they could say, well, ours is different. Oh, yeah, it's not different. We've chatted before, and these are completely stupid, or they're players, and I'm going to have to run with players. I got accused of this freaks me out, makes me laugh all at the same time. Accusing me of working, I'm an employee of the UN. That's these little pisshead Marxists. When they get caught out, they start this crap, and I find it rather comical. We have all kinds of this stuff going on. People to Power, the Zurich Declaration on Democracy. This is all UN, Rockefeller, name any tax-exempt foundation, and you will run into their direct democracy. Now, just to show you real quick that it's a complete and total fraud, anybody with an ounce of sense knows that Occupy was set up by the UN and the tax-exempt foundations and funded by them. And a lot of people point at Soros. It doesn't matter, Soros or Rockefeller or the Carnegie Foundation or the Ford Foundation or the UN, World Bank. It makes no difference. They're all the same group of people. So here we have the Worldwide Direct Democracy Movement talking about Occupy Wall Street, a living laboratory of direct democracy. Now, explain to these guys from direct democracy, if that doesn't clue you in to the fact direct democracy is a complete and total fraud heaped upon the people, the very same setup as Occupy Wall Street, same setup as Black Lives Matter, same setup as Idle No More, and the other various things they run. So, I mean, it's right here on the front page. A living laboratory, Occupy Wall Street movement, a living laboratory of direct democracy. But these clowns over at Canadian Direct Democracy are saying, well, no, ours is different. Then why do you call it the same thing? Like, is that not going to be a hard sell? I mean, if the idea is to take down the West and move it into a global government, through direct democracy, because we need global citizens to vote globally to deal with global problems. Jesus, doesn't that sound like Agenda 21 or the climate change fraud or the vaccination fraud or so on and so forth and the monetary frauds? But no, we're different. So now they're accusing me of being an employee of the UN. When it's the UN that's pushing direct democracy, I don't see myself pushing direct democracy. But that's what these yo-yos do. Of course, this is going to be fun because now that I sent him this thing and he sent me a note back saying, I don't even know what that's supposed to mean. But you work for the UN. Duh. I'm going to have fun, I guess. I guess I'll target direct democracy for a little while. And clue some people in that this is not something that you want to be involved in. Not if you give a damn about your nation, not if you give a damn about your independence, not if you give a damn about the future of your children. You won't be involved in this sort of thing. Now, here's their front page. It says, everywhere the people of planet Earth are angry, frustrated, and disappointed with their political systems. For dictators are still tyrants, and so-called democracies are undeniably and clearly undemocratic. Politics still favors the powerful and political parties, and not only filled with incompetent opportunists, but in this highly technological world, they are obsolete. Earth, comma, people are weary of forked-tongued politicians, greedy, uncaring businessmen, and the continuous wars they initiate everywhere. People seek new ways to govern their societies, ways that would be more honest and just, promising a better and safer future for themselves and their children. They seek, and they are finding, new ways that do promise a better and safer future among these pioneers, the overwhelming consensus, that gives it away right there. Just the word consensus gives the whole show away. Because only the Jewish, Marxist, globalists use the word consensus. Is that of all these new ways, participatory democracy, also known as direct democracy, is the most promising path to a better future. Well, you can read this same thing on the Rockefeller Brothers Fund site. But hey, our direct democracy here at Canadian Direct Democracy is different. Right. As described in detail in the WDDM mission statement, all WDDM members are dedicated to promoting an understanding of direct democracy's benefits. These are the facilitators. And spreading its influence on planet Earth. The mission of this website has become a central gathering place for international DD news. Well, Rockefeller wrote a book and claimed to be an internationalist. And he said he was accused, people accused me of being an internationalist. And if that's the charge, then I stand guilty and I'm proud of it. What is the international movement? It's a Jewish, Zionist, globalist, corporate movement. But no, our direct democracy is different. Lie on, brother. If you have never visited us before, come on in, look around. And if you agree with our philosophies, please join us. You can also join or form local groups where you live and link to us. Our main goal is to develop a multilingual global network of websites and offline efforts committed to encouraging more direct democratic processes for public policy decision making. Brilliant. A multilingual global network. Geez, but your direct democracy, boys, is different than this direct democracy? I don't think so. So I'm going to have some fun out in your asses here for a while because that's basically what I do. I get jumped on a lot for it when I called out to Occupy. Everybody was giving me a hard time. And but in the end, it turned out that, my goodness, Soros funded Occupy. Well, I thought you people were fighting against the globalists and the corporations. But you were funded by the globalists and the corporations. And what do the globalists and the corporations want? They want a world government. So what are you following here? You're following what they want you to do. And therefore, if you're involved in direct democracy in any way, shape, or form, my friends, you're a treasonous dog to your nation. Simple as that. So this could be fun here because it seems like it's a decent-sized movement. And so I'll just have some fun with these people. We have links here. I don't know if I put this in the chat before or not, but I'm looking for a link. It should still be open here. that you know, they told me on the show Sunday that I should look at Ireland, right? Now I have to get those guys from Ireland back on the show because they were talking about dividends, basically, you know, national dividends from the resources of each country, which I'm absolutely in favor of. And I'm absolutely in favor of the end of the party system. Because party, by definition, means to divide. Democracy, by definition, means to divide. So if you have a party-based democracy, what is it there for? It's to divide the people and take advantage. So you don't want democracy and you don't want parties. The whole thing's been a legal scam, and we need to get back to law. But these guys at Direct Democracy, they have a little problem with a lot of this stuff. And but this Direct Democracy is not about your nation assessing the value of its resources and pegging its money to that. Direct Democracy is about all the nations handing over all of their resources because they're so far in debt to these criminals that the people that they made surety for the debt after the bankruptcy, in other words, collateral for loans, because you're on the hook regardless of how stupidly the money, so-called money that the government spends, you're on the hook for it. But they've driven it so far into debt now, fake debt, of course, but fraudulent debt, but now we got to do something. So the bankers want their money. Well, we ain't got it. Well, good. You're going to turn over all your resources, and then we will pay dividends to the people. But that dividends that they're talking about is directly connected to the universal human rights, and you're not a human. A human, by definition, is an animal. So you know the whole thing is a total fraud, and people need to wake up to it. So the dividends they're talking about is not the dividends from your particular nation, because if it was, you would be looking after it in your particular nation. You see, the whole idea of the global government is we need global problems and it'll be only solved at the global level. And the human rights, Universal Human Rights Declaration is about adequate. Everyone has the right to adequate all this shit, adequate housing, water, flooring, or flooring, food, education, so on and so forth. But it's their food, their education, their health system, their money system, and they control it all. So the dividends they're talking about is what goes into the trust. The world dividend, the world resources go into the trust. And the United Nations is a tax-exempt foundation, just like the foundations that set the damn thing up in the first place. So the dividends they're talking about are the interest in the trust. So you won't be able to touch the resources that went into the trust. They're locked in. And the only thing you will get, just like the way the trust funds work, the tax-exempt trust funds, what went in never gets spent. So they put all the resources of the world in and they don't get spent. So the dividends they're talking about is the interest. A new tree grew. We can use that, but we can't use the old trees. There's a new fish. We can use that, but we can't use the old fish. And they're going to starve you out, which is the plan. And if you go back to the Soviet Union, wait a minute, Union, European Union, North American Union, Asian Union. What the fuck's what's going on here? You know, who started this union, the Soviet Union? Well, the Jews. And who's trying to take over the world? Well, the Jews and their helpers, those that have sold their souls. So if you are in any way, shape, or form involved in direct democracy, you are either a fool, you've sold your soul, you're completely evil, or you're a complete idiot. Take your pick. But you certainly aren't an honest man. And that's a fact. So if I haven't put this in the chat, I will now. This is a complete link between direct democracy and Occupy Wall Street. Well, if you got any sense about it, you know Occupy Wall Street was a setup. Therefore, guess what? Direct democracy must be what? A setup to defraud you. But when I sent that link to the folks, they didn't get it, which is kind of funny. Why is this not giving me? Let me see here. Reload. Oh, there we go. Kept bringing something else up. Anyways, here's a link to Direct Democracy, and you can go there and you can push the links, and you can go to just about any country in the world, and you'll see that it's a global movement. Where do all the global movements come from? Oh, I don't know, the globalists? That shouldn't be too hard for people to understand, I hope. Now, they were talking about, if I can find this, there's so many links open here all the time, and I've been working so hard on that building, and I must say it's coming along quite well now. We got a lot of the stone on the front of the building, and we've got the interior about 90% done, maybe 95% done. So we've been busting our tails on that for several months now, and so I haven't had a lot of chance to do as much research as I would like, but these clowns from Direct Democracy, and I call them clowns, they like words like consensus and whatnot. So they were telling me about Direct Democracy in Ireland. Well, here's Direct Democracy Ireland. And I tried to explain to these clowns, if you ever see three intersecting rings, you know it's the United Nations and the globalists and the bankers. It says Direct Democracy Ireland, a national citizens movement. Now, at first they told me that they were, you know, I should look at Direct Democracy Ireland because they're doing great work. Wonderful. Well, here's Direct Democracy Ireland, a national citizens movement. Show your support for DDI, Direct Democracy Ireland. And here we have, right here on this page, the UN advisor stresses the need to develop direct democracy globally to protect human rights. And yet these assholes in Canada pushing direct democracy are accusing me of working for the UN. How freaking Marxistly ludicrous can that be? That's like 6 million dead, but don't talk about the 100 million the Jews killed when they pulled off the Soviet Union. Bloody stupid. Anyways, I'm going to read a little bit of this. In an 11th September report to the United Nations Council on Human Rights by independent expert Alfred D. Zia stresses that there is an urgent need for people to be directly involved in self-government if we are to protect human rights. Particularly, it is necessary to implement globally the tenets of direct democracy. Now, these clowns over at Direct Democracy Canada, they denounce the UN. Well, obviously. Because the UN's got a really bad name. But, in fact, what they're doing is pushing the UN agenda and the globalist agenda. This goes on, those same ideas that we at Direct Democracy Ireland are trying to develop here in Ireland. De Zayas says it thus. Quote, recent popular movements in different parts of the world show how direct participation in domestic and global decision-making is necessary, and why the instruments of direct democracy, including popular initiative and referenda, are becoming increasingly attractive. Well, they're not becoming increasingly attractive. And what they do, what you always do, when you want to move the environmental movement, what do? You wreck the environment. So these people wreck the environment so that, and keep pushing the propaganda so that they can say, oh, look at what, look at. And if people, oh, we got to save the world. And they laugh because they got you again. It's the same thing with this direct damn democracy. Same thing. Everywhere in the world, people are ticked off at their politicians and that. Well, of course they are, because they've been told to tick people off. They're all puppets of the UN, because the UN, every nation is a nation state of the UN. So whose agenda do you think they're pushing? Somebody else's? Like direct democracy, like the Canada, like say? Oh, no, this is different. Sorry, bud. No, it ain't. Okay? You're up to arson is criminality. He also made direct reference some of the unsavory trends of government that makes this such a pressing issue. Quote, I am dismayed that notwithstanding lip service to democracy, too many governments seem to forget that in a democracy, it is the people who are sovereign, he said. Adding that many governments appear to be more responsive in special interests, such as the military-industrial complex, financial banking, and transnational corporations, all of who are members and the players of the UN, but they call them out, then to the wishes of their own populations, which creates massive social and economic inequalities. The disconnect between power and the people must be remedied, unquote. The people are sovereign, he states. This is another quote. The people are sovereign, he states, just as it states in our own Constitution. This is something that people should remember because it's very empowering. And as such, it is an idea that we must be steered away from by successful governments for the benefit of those vested interests. Our existing form of government no longer serves the people. Never did. Its time is over. And people are now awakened to the reality that they need to run their own affairs and do that. And to do that, they need direct democracy. Oh, I'm just so thrilled. I can't wait to join up. There is nothing more powerful than an idea whose time has come. You can read the full article below or at this link. UN expert calls on countries to strengthen protection of civil society voices and whistleblowers. Alfred D. Zayas is an independent expert on the promotion of a democratic and equitable international order. An international order. Let me repeat that. An international order. Geez. I really want to get involved in direct democracy now. I really want to get involved in it. Just another one of the frauds. Oh, here's some comments. The Gumbean crowd parties who currently control our destiny will fight tooth and nail to prevent any form of real democracy emerging in Ireland in place of pork barrel politics that said this might be the best opportunity ever, as there is a little cash in the national kitty to buy swaths of voters in the coming elections. You will have to fight long and hard to gestate into a sizable party, as a political goon's best trick is character assassination. Well, that's what they're trying to do to me now over there at Direct Democracy Canada. They're taking pot shots at me pretty hard right now, and I find this absolutely humorous. This is pathetic. It's really, really funny. If in fact, if you were real smart, you would have your candidates selected and canvassers doing doorsteps now for local elections before the rest gear up their difficult campaigns. The early bird catches the worm. We seem to be slow to get going on the local elections issue. I have been in touch with the local DD committee members, and no general meetings have been scheduled. It's a bit frustrating. Well, I'll tell you why it's a bit frustrating, because it ain't going to happen. Same thing as the time these dicks from Direct Democracy Canada. I said, the only place you got any chance of getting a hold of any power is at the local level, which means you're going to have to run in the local elections. Because how do you intend to implement a direct democracy if you're not even prepared to get involved and get into a small base of power? In other words, get inside the castle wall. Oh, well, you just have to sign a piece of paper here and fill out this form, and then when we get enough forms filled out, then we'll get direct democracy. Right. So just fill out a piece of paper, and then the UN will use the data. And here in Canada, we're supposed to be moving towards participatory elections, which our Tinkerbell Trudeau said during his election campaign, and then it went dead. So now we have the old vice again. We have the NGOs coming from the bottom and the controllers at the top. And we have a big shitstorm going on here, pressure, propaganda, news releases, yada, yada, yada. And then finally the government capitulates to all the pressure and says, we're giving you direct democracy or participatory elections. Because the people demand it. And next thing you know, you have another global problem on your hands, because now you're voting on global issues which do not affect you, but that is how they intend to take down the West. So, you know, a double middle finger to direct democracy. And anybody that's, I find this ludicrous that I'm being accused of being an employee of the UN. This is just way too freaking funny. They say they're against the UN, but everywhere you go in direct democracy, you run into the UN. I mean, these guys aren't even any good anymore. And it's beautiful because they're falling apart. Propaganda, like everything else, has a shelf life. And this whole globalist propaganda nonsense is so far past its best before date, it is nuts. So they're going to push for this direct democracy. Well, push on, boys and girls, because you ain't going to make it. And so I'll stick this in here. You know, I was told to go look up Direct Democracy Ireland, because they were doing such great work. Now, they want to be rid of, this is the thing, the guys in Canada here are saying, they got two guys I've been talking to, want to get rid of the party system. But Direct Democracy Ireland is a political party. These guys, their story is so bad and so easily squashed, it is ridiculous. But tomorrow morning when I get up, I got to get a hold of the freaking UN, because if I'm working for them, I want a check. Because I ain't seen no money from the UN yet. And if I've been working for them, I want my check. And I want the interest on my check. Kind of like that. We got to hold all of these people's feet to the fire. And I don't care if it's your local CEO, city manager, who is trained explicitly in how to implement the globalist UN agendas at the local level. So you're getting taken down in your own friggin' town. Because every single CAO and city manager are implementing the agendas. Right here, they're spending gazillion dollars here, putting the highest tech internet connections into farms and that don't need them. But what's that about? It's about direct democracy, so that you'll be able to vote via the internet instead of the old paper ballot. And we all know how secure online voting cannot be. So we don't want direct democracy. What we want is we want control of our countries. We want control of the lands that we improve. Now, possession is 90% of the law. And we, the men and women of our nations, possess the land. We don't legally own it. We're legally tenants upon it. But we possess it. And everything that is on the land in any country was built by the men and women in those nations. No politician ever built anything. Everything that was built by the toil and the sweat and the blood and the tears of the working men and women. But you don't own any of it. Because the legal system doesn't recognize you. And that's why we need to get back to law as fast as freaking possible. But you got to hold, you know, when you know there's a scam going on, you got to call it out. If you don't call it out, you consented to it. This is what kills me. You know, I see people all the time whining and complaining about their high hydro rates, but none of them want to get involved in what actually caused them. They just want some other party to fix the problem. Well, every party's involved in the problem. Well, then we need global direct democracy, and we'll have the world vote, and maybe they can get our hydro rates lowered. Lunacy. It seems to be everywhere. But I guess maybe I love direct democracy now. You know, Occupy is gone. Idle No More is basically gone. I mean, they never go away. It's like gophers, right? They poke their heads up all over, like whack-a-mole. Keep sticking their heads up every now and again. And then they go underground and they go and they reformulate and they pop back up again. But they're all the same players, always. All of this shit comes out of the same camp. And the same camp is the same camp that created the Soviet Union. Make no mistake about that. Because Paul Warburg, Jew, stated at the 1950 Senate hearing that we will have world government by consent. Or by conquest. But we got a problem. What's the problem, Mr. Warburg? Well, we got two major powers, right? Well, we can't have a world government when we have two opposing world powers. And that's why the Iron Curtain came down. Of course, everything got privatized right away, just like it is being privatized in America, Canada, Australia, Britain, and all over the West. So they solved that problem. They had the Soviet Union. Now they want European Union. But how can we have a European Union with the Berlin Wall? Well, that won't work, so we'll have to bring that down. All of this stuff is orchestrated from the back rooms. Nobody in the media ever alerts the people to the reality that's going on. That's not their job. They work for their bosses. And say, you know, the politicians are supposed to serve the people. No, they serve their bosses. If they don't serve their bosses, well, look out. So now we got rid of the two opposing powers. We got rid of the Berlin Wall. Now we can unify Europe into the European Union, which is United Nations, Jewish, Zionist. And the North American Union and whatnot. All scams. All scams. You know, what Warburg also said was we need mechanisms. And you see that word come up a lot, especially when you're reading UN documents or Rockefeller documents or World Bank documents, WHO documents, FAO documents. You know, it's all the same people who are putting this stuff together. So Warburg in 1950 says we need mechanisms. We need global problems that can only be solved at the global level. Or what's the point of having a global government? So we have to manifest these problems. We have to make shit up, in other words, and then propagandize it until the people actually believe the bullshit we're telling them. And that's how we'll move towards our global government. And global warming is a prime example of that. All of these diseases are a prime example of that. The poison food is a prime example. These people are vicious. And what do they want? They want to own the planet. And they want you off of it. Because there's not enough resources to go around. Especially once they get hold of all of the resources. And I'm not so sure they don't already have complete control, because it was the Conservative government of Canada in 2010 with the G20, which when you investigate the G20... is nothing more than a company that was set up by two men. But at that 2010 hearing, or at the 2010 G20 meeting, what did Harper say? He said, this, referring to the meeting, is a loss of national sovereignty. Some people don't like it, he said, but hey, it's a simple reality. Now, normally when Harper spoke, when most of these politicians speak, you usually see a high-end Jew standing close by them to make sure they don't screw up. So I'm looking forward to, I guess I'll have to put up some direct democracy posts, I suppose, if I get some time. I would go on your show again, but I'm afraid you won't let me talk because that's your whole game. How much does the UN pay you? Says Nick. The fact that you're running for mayor in your town is a huge red flag and goes against everything we believe in. Well, of course. You don't believe in political parties. You won't run at the local level to try to get your nation back. But your direct democracy Ireland is a political party basically sponsored by the United Nations. And then you turn around and ask me how much the UN pays me. I love these little Marxist assholes. I really do. Now I sent him the link to Worldwide Democracy, which I put in the chat. And I read the link you sent me, and I have no idea who that is, and I don't care. Wait a minute, it says Direct Democracy on it. It's the Worldwide Democracy, Direct Democracy website. And you're pushing Direct Democracy, and you have no idea who that is, and you don't care. But I'm somehow getting a check from the United Nations. It just boggles the mind, the stupidity of the people. Although I did see one note last night from somebody who left a note on this Direct Democracy Facebook site when these guys are pushing the Irish Direct Democracy, and some woman in there actually had the intelligence to ask a simple question. Isn't Direct Democracy Ireland a political party of which you people want nothing to do with? Well, yeah. I mean, these guys are going to be so easy to peel the skin off of them. It's going to be funny, and it's going to be fun, I guess. So I need something to dig my teeth into again. I kind of miss Occupy. I kind of miss Idle No More. Black Lives Matter? Of course they matter. So does my cat's life matter. But all they do this stuff up to cause chaos because, well, according to them, out of chaos comes order. Or maybe, as I read in there, a new international order of which Rockefeller is charged with and is proud of and stands guilty, and he's proud that he's an internationalist. Well, if you're not a nationalist, if you're not a nationalist, then you're against your nation. Simple as that. I'm not talking about the flag, and I ain't talking about the corporate entity that calls itself your government. I'm talking about your nation. The place you and your families and your forefathers built, which belongs to you. Not them, but they hold us in their fictional world, and we got to break free from that fictional world. And if we don't, well, we might just end up with direct democracy, which is basically Jewish democracy, because all the people bitching and complaining about Islam and Sharia law and the migration of the Muslims, every nation, or at least the Western nations, have all agreed by the UN to accept the migrants. Which means, and who set up multiculturalism? The Jews. And who slaughters their animals the same? The Jews. And the Muslims. And who has their laws? Talmud and Sharia. The Jews and the Muslims are tied together at the frickin' waist. And they want you out of the way. And we're going to have to stand ground here somewhere. Or we can all join direct democracy and live under the universal human rights doctrine, where you will be provided with adequate housing, schooling, food, medical, and all these wonderful things. Only problem is, a human's an animal. And what do the Jews call anyone that's not a Jew? An animal, a dog, a donkey, a cattle beast. What's those other things? Those are animals. And they can do whatever they want with a damn animal, of which they look at you as. So what kind of universal human rights do you expect to receive from these people? Starvation, like the Jews did in, what was it, Hungary? Is that what they mean by adequate? And they're going to finish this off again, asking people to, well, maybe I'll look it up here. That film, which was called America with a K, I'm going to go find it, I'm going to put the link in it, in the chat. You can find all of this stuff, or most of this stuff, on my blog, which is called canadiantruths.wordpress.com, or you can go to my Facebook, which is Rock the Boat Radio on Facebook. And it goes through, some of these posts. But America with a K is such an interesting thing because it coincides with the 1987 release of the Grover Brundtland Report. Which was basically written by Rockefeller and Morris Strong. But the storyline is this. This is after the fall of America and the Sovietization of America, which in the 1950s, Norman Dodds was commissioned through the Rees Commission to find out what the hell these tax-exempt foundations were up to. And he's talking to somebody from the Ford Foundation, and the guy from the Ford Foundation says, "What is it you guys are up to?" "Well, we're trying to find out what you're up to." He said, "That's simple. We're charged with Sovietizing America." But then when you look at the Soviet Union, it wasn't the Soviet Union until it was overrun by the Jews. So the Sovietization of America is really the Jewification of America. So I'll put this link in here, and right near the beginning, I think I have it in this first clip here. No, no, I don't have it in that clip. But not too far in, Kris Kristofferson was running in politics as an independent, I believe, during the Vietnam War. And it split his party with his family, who were farmers, who were conservatives. And he ended up in a re-education camp. And to be released, he had to take, and everyone else in that camp had to take, a pledge to the new flag. And the flag is the American flag, looking at it on the left, the Russian flag, looking at it on the right, and joining the two flags in the middle is the United Nations flag. Couldn't be more in your face, but it's not really the Soviet flag, it's a Jewish flag. The Soviet Union came about because of the takeover by the Jews. Plain and simple. And it ain't hard to dig that history out. It wasn't the Soviet Union. Union. Remember that word, union. And how the Soviet Union worked? Through bureaucratic systems. Through unaccountable boards. Boards were not accountable to anybody who set the rules and regulations, like, for instance, the Ontario Energy Board here in Ontario was legislated through the parliament, passed by all parties, made an arm's length entity which is accountable to no one in or out of the government, And this board has the authority to set the rates. And the second in command of the OEB was Allie Dadson, who was Enron lobbyist, which is part of this big fraud as far as we're concerned here with the hydro. But I'm going to put this link in here because these are important things. It goes through the how they use the arts. It goes through the migrants. Okay, these aren't Muslims, they're European migrants. It's how the farmland is being taken from the farmers and split up, or what they have is they have migrant camps moving onto these farms. You have the feminization of the young boys in the school system. It's exactly what we're experiencing. But the important part is that this was this movie, or this made-for-TV 13-part series, was released in 1987, the exact same year as the Grove-Bruntland report was released, which was the prelude to Rio 92, of which all of the nations agreed that the environment was a global problem and had to be solved at the local level. And from there, all hell's been breaking loose. And people are being hurt. And I don't like to see people hurt. You know, life's tough enough without these people who have been stealing from you since the first day you ever were employed. Well, they stole from you before that because they stole you from your mother. They deceived your mother. Then they put you into a public school system which lied to you every single day you were in them buildings and trained you to do their bidding and slave for them to help build their power structures. And you willingly turned over the money to facilitate these people because you were afraid of the tax man. We need to grow up. We need to grow up. They've held people in the child position most of their lives, in most cases all of their lives. And it's time we take back our nations. Like I keep saying, I'm not a violent man. You take a swing at me, well, you got one coming back at you, but I'm not a violent man. And I do know they want violence. They're doing their damnedest to stew it up. And the one thing that I always caution is we cannot give them what they want. We've been giving them what they want all our lives. We cannot give them the violence. That should be a no-go. I'm not talking about not protecting yourselves. I'm talking about getting worked up into a frenzy where you start doing stupid things that are going to be a detrimental, not just to you, but your neighbors, your family, everybody else. A really smart man don't have to get violent. A really smart group of men most definitely need to get violent. We do need to hold them in account, and we do need to hold their feet to the fire, and we do need to expose them at every opportunity. And there's the music. So that's my ramble for tonight. Everybody have a great night, and we'll see y'all back, I guess, Saturday night, WRadio, and back on Sunday, right here on my favorite spot, YouTube. So everybody have a great night. I got killed by that video. Thank you.